God was putting forth the plan for reconciliation and forgiveness to happen. God would do it again when he sent his son, Jesus. Everyone in the world was directed to Jesus, not just to receive bread to get by for a day, but to receive his forgiveness and mercy, to take it in so that it could be shared with brothers and sisters and enemies. Because you know what?
Your history doesn't have to be your future.
Can you repeat that? Your history does not have to be your future. Can you repeat that again?
Your history does not have to be your future.
I believe in my heart that God is about making all things new. That means people, individuals. He can change people, make them new. As I looked out on my brothers there in Egypt, I saw the faults and the sins that they had committed. Let me list off a couple of those. I saw the problems that they had. I looked out and I locked eyes with Reuben. Are you Reuben? I locked eyes with Reuben. Do you know what Reuben did at one time? A terrible thing. He had a scandalous relationship with my father's concubine, Bilhah. Oh, I shouldn't mention those things in such a holy place. Oh, by the way, it's actually in the Bible. Genesis chapter 34, look it up. I looked out and I saw Levi and Simeon. Are you Levi and Simeon? Yeah. There were some not so good details about Levi and Simeon. They went out and murdered an entire village, massacred them. I'm sorry to mention that here in church. Oh, sorry. Oh, it's in a holy book, Genesis chapter 35. I looked out and saw Judah. Are you Judah? Yeah, you're Judah? Okay. I looked out and saw Judah. You know what Judah did? Judah had an incestual relationship with his daughter-in-law and had a child. Whoa, I shouldn't mention that in church. I'm going to get in trouble. Well, actually, it's right in the Bible, your holy book. Genesis chapter 38, I saw all the foibles of my brothers, Dan and Naphtali and Zebulun and Issachar. And I also saw Benjamin as well, Gad and Asher. How was I able to forgive them? I held on to the teaching. God can create all things new. All people in a new way. And after 10 years, I saw a change. Reuben was a little more honorable in his approach with me. Levi, I saw that he was going to be great, and one day priests would come from his line. I then saw Judah, and I saw that his heart was better. If you don't believe God saw things all new, flip to the very last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, in which the end of the world comes and all of God's people are gathered around the Lamb on the throne. Do you know what the tribes are named? All those names are right there at the end of the Bible. All things, all people can be created new. Why? Because God wants us to believe my message today. And what is that?
Your history does not have to be your future.
Your history does not have to be your future. God wants you. Your goal is to forgive and restore relationships. Here's an easy way to remember that. Peace is the goal of God. The tool for peace is forgiveness and reconciliation in relationship. You have the power to bless the people in your lives by restoring them. It's right from the Bible if you don't believe me. Exodus chapter 20, verse 5 says this, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations, but showing steadfast love and mercy to the third and fourth, to the thousands of generations, for those who love and keep my commandments. That's awesome. You can stop the pain and hurt of the past. You can bring peace and restoration into the future. Thank you for allowing me to be here. And just one comment. I think your clothing style is a little outdated, ma'am. Can we consult later? And then I'd also just say this. Please tell that bald guy that he too needs to be a little more casual in worship. He seems so stuffy with his robe and the things that he wears. But do tell him that I said hello.